opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. It is the 26th of January, 2022, 7:05 in the morning. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And you can hop into our chat room the same way. Jared's here at the helm running interference for me, I hope.
Good morning.
And how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well.
Boy, they've changed these lights around, haven't they?
I don't know.
There. I've just resettled it instead of it being directly in my eye. You can still see us on the video. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
You know that you're running just a little bit late in the morning, at least I do, is when I get a phone call from Jared with the, "You coming in today?" I tell you what, we hit our Sleep Number bed last night, did not move, and usually we're up at like 5:30. And, in fact, Linda was up at, I think, about 4:30. For whatever reason, Linda gets up at 4:30 in the morning, goes, you know, comes back to bed. Next thing it is her going, "Honey, it's 6:30. Whoa. Overslept for an hour. So Linda's not making it in this morning, but I, of course, combed my hair and ran in with you calling me. So, what's going on with the weather today?
It's currently 34 degrees. Today's going to be sunny, a high of 67, a low of 40. Thursday, a high of 69, a low of 40, also sunny. Friday, mostly sunny with a high of 67, a low of 39. Saturday, sunny with a high of 68, a low of 41. Looks like Sunday we have a slight chance of showers. Then it'll be partly sunny with a high around 61, a low around 38. And on Monday, a high around 60 with a low around 36.
So the temperature right now is
34,
according 34. To you know, it felt like it when I came out this morning. It felt chilly this morning. Hey, the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Anderson-based company, a veteran-owned business that provides great customer service, treats their customers as warm friends, discounts for seniors and veterans. You can get a hold of them at 365-3793. That's Shasta Gas Propane. Okay. Biden is withdrawing his plans to vaccinate all businesses. You know, the Supreme Court smacked it down. And so the Biden administration is formally withdrawing its arguments. Requirement that most workers be vaccinated or regularly tested for COVID-19 that the Supreme Court blocked earlier this month. And it was asking for the Sixth Court of Appeals to dismiss the case. But the federal agency, OSHA, that regulates workplace safety, said Tuesday, it's still considering whether the vaccine or test rule should be imposed on a non-emergency basis. So that was a huge thing. That was a big overreach by the president and was stopped by the Supreme Court. Now, here's why justices are important. Also yesterday, the Ninth Circuit, a three-panel in parte met. And also ruled that the government cannot shut down gun stores during a, quote, a medical emergency, like we did during how they shut down all the businesses here in California that were considered non-essential. Well, in these cities and counties, the two gun stores were considered non-essential. One was just shut down for like 6 or 7 days. The other one was shut down for 47 days. And they say, wait, this goes against the Constitution, the Second Amendment. And the Third and the Ninth Circuit agreed with that and said, you can't shut down a constitutionally protected right because of a, quote, local emergency. Now, if you remember, they did that in the hurricane, what was Katrina hit, back in New Orleans, and they confiscated guns from people. They said because it's it's an emergency and we're confiscating these guns to make sure there's no lawlessness or whatever it was. The Supreme Court found that you can't do that. You can't take people's guns for that. And so when the gun stores were shut down in this one county and one city within the county for 47 days, they said you can't do that. But then this is the strange part. Then that three-judge panel from the Ninth Circuit Court said, this isn't going to stand. It's going to go up to the full Ninth Circuit Court, and they're going to say, yeah, you can declare this business non-essential. So they kind of wrote two opinions there. He said, because you can see it's going to happen, and it's going to go up to the Supreme Court, that you cannot close down a constitutionally guaranteed business because of a perceived threat, to quote the public health, and still allow bicycle stores to be open and big box stores to be open. You can't just kind of pick and choose like that. And I find this interesting because the big thing on that, of course, is, well, how do you close down restaurants and other places because of fear, and close down a business because of a fear that something that may happen, not that has happened, that wasn't even scientifically proven to happen, because remember, everything's about the science. And closing down business, calling them non-essential. Because you're a media company, you're more essential than Odell's Barbecue. Really? When it comes to weddings and things like that, people may consider Odell's Barbecue much more important than being able to hear the radio. So, I mean, I go back to this, that when you start closing down businesses and calling them non-essential, it's wrong. Totally wrong. We said that back then when it happened, and I'm still into this. And in this case, because it was, gun stores, and it comes under the Constitution, the Second Amendment, for your right to buy guns and to have guns and ammo, that to close it down because of perceived threat that wasn't even scientifically proven is totally against the people's rights and against the Constitution. But they think the three judge court believes that the Ninth Circuit Court is going to uphold that, and then that will then go to the Supreme Court again over something that's stupid. They should just, hey, you're right, we can't do that. And the idea of declaring some businesses essential and some non-essential is ridiculous. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. Hey, today we're having a member of the DA's office is going to join us. I'm not sure if it's going to be the DA herself or one of her representatives. And we also have Minuteman Press that's going to join us here, one of a local business here that has thrived in our city. And we're going to talk a little bit about them. But as I said, last night when we hit the bed, it was lights out. It was our Sleep Number bed. And I wish I could, it's hard to describe how well you can sleep on one of these beds. I adjusted the firmness of my mattress, because that's what you can do. You adjust the firmness. You know, life is a series of compromises, right? And so when you are with your loved one in bed, it's kind of a compromise on the firmness of the mattress, because you're both there. Well, on a Sleep Number bed, you don't have to do that. Linda's Sleep Number setting was 45 last night. My Sleep Number setting was 75 last night. We both slept very well. We're on the 360 smart bed. It adjusts to us as we move through the night. And during this time frame, when there is, like right now, I went down to Dr. George Dome yesterday, your nose and throat specialist, great guy, and I have a sinus infection. Not COVID, not anything else. I have a sinus infection. I've never had a sinus infection. So He took super care of me yesterday, Dr. George Dome, ear, nose, and throat guy right here in town. So last night, went to bed, 75, my sleep number setting was 75, and that was it. And I wish I could get everybody that is tossing and turning during the night to go down to Target Shopping Center, go into the Sleep Number store, and lay on one of their beds. Talk to these people, because proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep, and it starts with that adjustability. During Sleep Number's January sale, you can save $1,000 on a Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing for a limited time, only at the Sleep Number store at the Target Shopping Center. Now, that special financing means monthly payments. You know, they do a credit check. And for more information, go to sleepnumber.com. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:15 in the morning, 34 degrees out there. Ooh, it's a little chilly.
Supervisor Modi claims he protects your water rights, but on further investigation, we find Modi last year approved a water contract that scalped a small water district in the north part of Shasta County with a 250% increase over normal and in a state of emergency. The foundation that owned this water right now is linked to donating thousands of dollars to Modi's campaign. Shasta County, you deserve better. Vote yes, recall Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io. Or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's Bitcoin530.io.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Vote yes, recall Modi. Recently, the Shasta County Planning Commission voted 5-0 to stop the Fountain Wind Project. But when it came before the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, only Modi voted to support the project, bowing down to a special interest group instead of listening to the people. The Intermountain communities would have been devastated. Now we learn the same special interest group is donating thousands of dollars to Modi's campaign. Vote yes and recall Leonard Modi. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Welcome back to Pre-Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. We're on from 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We got a few minutes before our first guest comes in, so if you got something you want to talk about, did we even have was there even a Board of Supervisors meeting yesterday? Somebody called in and asked that, and I said, you know what, it was toward the last part of the show, and I just didn't check to see if there was. Because they cut back on the number of supervisors meetings this year. So it's something like 27 or something like that. They used to meet every Tuesday, and then it went except for 2 weeks during the summer, and I think probably at Christmas. But then it started getting less and less and less. So, just food for thought. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Just got the A rating from the LeapFrog organization, which measures all the statistics from throughout the whole United States and all the hospitals in it. And Shasta Regional was in the top group there with an A rating for safety and procedures at the hospital. You know, when you think about that, getting an A rating, do you ever take a look at the hospital you go to for the type of ratings they have? I mean, they got the highest ratings for also for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, highest ratings for the Joint Commission on Advanced Primary Stroke, an advanced primary stroke facility, and the types of work they do there. Shasta Regional Medical Center is a leader in this whole region when it comes to medical care and the health care. Healing starts here. Sometimes when you live in Shasta County, you don't realize how safe you are as compared to other parts of the United States. After a great deal of research here, it is found that the Shasta County, your chances of being bitten by a shark in Shasta County are like zero. Yes, that's right, zero. And I don't know who to thank for that. I don't know, law enforcement or maybe fishing game. But your chances of being bitten by a shark in Shasta County are zero. However, there were 73 unprovoked shark attacks. The United States is leading the world in unprovoked shark attacks. And 39 provoked bites during this last year. Well, I can kind of understand an unprovoked. It means that you're just kind of standing out in the water, you're swimming, and a shark comes up and takes a bite out of you. Provoked attacks. A provoked bite is defined as an incident where a human or humans initiate the encounter with the shark in some way. Only one of the bites in the U.S. was fatal. However, while three of the bites later in Australia were fatal, because they come in second, they had 12 bites being recorded during the same time period. 43 bites last year. And Florida continues to see the most unprovoked bites out of any state in the U.S. 28 unprovoked bites in Florida. And Hawaii came in second in 6 bites. You know, of course, the chances of being bitten by a shark are low. Anyway, zero in Shasta County. Why would somebody provoke a shark? Jared, the only thing I can see in there is you shaking your head going, I don't believe this.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that's really stupid.
I mean, you've seen people and they go off. I mean, if you're, you know, watching on the National Geographic, people get into shark cages. And they watch sharks. They go to places where there's lots of sharks. And they get into a cage and so they can photograph the shark and all this. That's one thing. But to go out and swim with the sharks. In my younger years, I dove all over the world. I made money doing it. I taught diving. In the South China Sea, Mediterranean, the Caribbean, the Atlantic, Pacific. I've dove in a lot of different places, and in all of the dives I've done, there's only one time I saw a blue water shark. And it was at a really far distance. And I did not swim toward the shark. Frankly, I saw enough of it from right where I was at. And it was right on the edge of my vision. But I could tell it was a shark and it was swimming around. And it just didn't seem like a good idea to go over and get in the shark's face. For one thing, eventually I have to surface. Now, there was a movie called Open Water. Did you ever see this movie?
I have not.
Open Water is based on a true story of a couple in Australia that were on a dive boat on the Great Barrier Reef. And like I said, it's based on a true story. Two people went out on this dive boat, and somewhere in the mechanics of people getting in the water and people getting out of the water, they did not get a good count. And the boat left two people out there on the Great Barrier Reef. In the real life, when they went back there and they finally discovered there were two people missing, you know, and they came back with a huge search. They never did find them. They were gone. In the movie, and there's not like a lot of people in this movie, it's the couple and then, you know, the boat people, and then they were out in the movie by themselves out there, and they get attacked by sharks. And it wasn't like one like Jaws coming in and just taking them. The way they made this movie is the way that sharks attack. They come in and take a bite, and then they leave, and they wait, and they circle. And it was a terrifying movie. If you've ever been diving and you realize that you're out there, that you can't outswim them. I mean, and then it becomes a battle of trying to keep them away from you. And in the movie, depicted it pretty well. And it was a horrifying movie. But it was based on a true fact. Now, when we dive in the military, when we're doing our recall dives, you know, you can picture it's just like the military. There's a roster. There's somebody that doesn't dive. Their whole job is to maintain the boat, and maintain the equipment and to keep count of everybody. And when you go in, they mark you off. When you come back out of the water, you come in, you know, you go in as teams, come back out as teams, you mark off the people. And then before the boat leaves, you do a roll call of everybody there one more time just to make sure, especially when you're night diving. And we do a lot of night diving in the military. And it's just, you know, it's just the way it is. But to read about that and see how it's based on a true fact that you leave two people in the water for hours in a place where there are sharks. If you haven't seen the movie, you want to get terrified, especially if you're, you know, if you're scared of sharks. Watch that movie. It's called Open Water. And since then, they've done Open Water 2 and 3 and 4. But they're nothing like the first one. And you can see, I think it's on Netflix or Prime or something like that. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction, the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California, teaches in like 46 different locations. I teach for Northern Firearms Instruction. I have for over 10 years. Retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy started this company, and it provides extremely good CCW training. If you need a renewal, you can go right through there. You want to add a gun under the new rules, you can go to Northern Firearms Instruction, private instruction, class instruction, long rifle for precision rifle, tactical rifle, advanced shooting, all of these come under Northern Firearms Instruction. Learn more at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back.
world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
It's time to vote no on the Shasta County recall. Fact, an out-of-state millionaire, Reverge Anselmo, has given this divisive recall at least $450,000 to spread lies about our local supervisor. Fact, Supervisor Leonard Moti spent 31 years defending our community as a police officer and chief of police. Fact, business, public safety, and community leaders are united in saying no to this dishonest recall. Stop the lies. Vote no today. Ad paid for by Vote No on the Recall. Stand with Supervisor Modi 2022. FPPC number 144-2299.
The State Cultural Education Center and SCAR, in partnership with the Cottonwood Community Center, are having a free COVID-19 vaccination clinic Tuesday, February 8th, from noon until 6 p.m. All COVID-19 vaccines will be available, including boosters, at the Cottonwood Community Center at 20595 Gas Point Road. Kids 5 to 11 and youths 12 to 17 must be accompanied by parents or guardians for consent. Come in and get vaccinated and enjoy free food while organizers hand out gift cards to vaccine recipients. No appointment needed. Free COVID-19 testing kits will also be available at the Cottonwood Community Center at 20595 Gas Point Road, Tuesday, February 8th, during the free COVID-19 vaccination clinic from noon until 6 p.m. Multilingual translators will also be available at this free clinic that is dedicated to the Cottonwood neighbors.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
There's more to explore with a Turtle Bay membership. Get unlimited access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and beyond. Family memberships are only $90 a year. That's less than $8 a month for a whole year of fun. Join today at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and DeBott Lenders on assignment this morning. Phone lines here, 605-4567. 37 degrees out there, clear. 7:34 in the morning here on the 26th of January, 2022. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, getting ready to open up their newest branch next month down in Anderson. That'll be their fourth branch, three others, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way. The next one at 1845 California Street, right downtown here. I could hit it with a good golf drive, if I could ever make a good golf drive. And the main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the Copperstone Shopping Center. Copperstone. Is that right? Cobblestone Shopping Center in there. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened 15 years ago. Cornerstone Community Bank. And speaking of somebody that knows about Cornerstone Community Bank, but many other things in town, I'm here with Stephen Clark, who is the owner of Minuteman Press. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Carl. How are you doing?
It's Wednesday. And so it's hump day. So we're, you know, it's downhill from here. After the show this morning, it's downhill from here. Hey, tell us about Stephen Clark. Are you a local guy or what?
So I was born a Navy brat in the Philippines, actually, at Sangley Point Naval Base.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sangley Point.
Yeah, Sangley.
Sangley in the Philippines.
Correct.
Where's that at?
Well, we left when I was two, and I've never really looked back, so I'm not sure where on the island it is.
Because, you know, it could be up in the Subic Bay area, because that's where the Navy's at. But there could be other places in the Philippines, too.
And, of course, this was, you know, almost 60 years ago. So
yeah.
It's been a while.
Yeah, well, the Navy's been up in Subic Bay, since the early 1900s, when the Philippines became a territory of ours out there. So, and it was called Sangley?
Sangley, yes.
Okay. Well, that could have been on the Navy base then. Right,
yeah,
there,
that was Sangley Point was a naval base.
Okay,
yeah, I'm not sure. Right. I don't think it exists anymore.
Maybe it doesn't. Because we pulled out of there. But being okay, now, so does that mean you could have a dual citizenship?
No, I'm just an American citizen, okay, like everybody else, born, you know, on a U.S. territory to American parents.
That's right. Okay. All right. And then, so did you move around a lot?
Little bit. So my father retired from the Navy when I was 8. And he got into international banking. So we actually traveled more after he retired from the Navy. He was in international banking, so we went to South America. I lived in Caracas and Panama City. Water skied the Panama Canal every weekend pretty much for a couple of years till we moved back to the States, grew up in Vallejo, and then transferred over to Sacramento to go to Sac State, which did not suit me well. I'm not much of a college student. I'm a smart enough guy, but just something about the whole college experience just wasn't really filling my bowl, so to speak. So dropped out of college and went to work, worked in restaurants for about 10 years, cook and a waiter. Met my wife, decided they had to get serious about making an income. So I hired a headhunter to find me a better job. I got a job in route sales and pretty much doubled my income, but still wasn't making much money. And at that point, I was working weekends to make enough money. And so I was working 7 days a week for many years, got holidays off, but transferred.
That's not a lot of fun.
No, it wasn't. But you know, we were raising kids.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
My wife had three kids when I met her. And so we had to raise them up. And then I transferred to Aramark, who I'm sure most people know who Aramark is. And I drove a truck for them for a few years. And then was rather unceremoniously canned, for some political reasons, decided it was time to change careers and got into, surprisingly, and it doesn't exist anymore, but Yellow Page sales, which was a lucrative career. But it was something I knew was going to disappear, and so I started planning ahead.
Isn't that something, because you remember getting the White Pages and the Yellow Pages? I mean, it was, you know, depending on where you lived, you know, it's a three-inch, you know, a three-inch directory there. And, it, yeah, you're right, but that's... there was some place, then there was a writing on the wall when the internet was out.
Yeah. The phone book here in Reading was published every year, and it was roughly a $50 million book in its heyday. It had $50 million worth of advertising in it.
Wow.
And by the time I left and took over Minuteman Press, I think it was down to about half that.
So, okay. Well, now, we still get Yellow Pages. They still deliver them.
They do. And it's funny, it's been a couple of years since I've been in it, but I know when I left, they were doing what was called smart delivery. So a lot of the phone numbers you see in the phone book are not that business's actual phone number.
Mm-hmm.
They're what are called tracking numbers. So that they're owned by the phone company or by the phone book. And that way, anytime somebody calls that number, they know that number's been called. So they know a call was generated by the phone book, and then they could use that to prove the value of the advertising to the advertisers. But the other thing they do is they can see the neighborhoods that the phone calls from the phone book are coming from, and so those are the neighborhoods they deliver the book to. And if there are neighborhoods that are not generating phone calls out of the phone book, they know that, and they stop delivering to those neighborhoods so that they can save money on the printing of the phone book.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's this isn't just like a haphazard thing where you can put your name in there and, you know, hey, we got your name out in the Yellow Pages. It's for specific phone calls, and they can say, yeah, look, you made this. We had this many phone calls for this type of business.
Yep, that's correct. And that's fairly new. I mean, they weren't doing that so much 15 years ago, but the last, you know, 5 or 10 years, that's become a big part of how they promote their value. But I think the company that was, you know, the phone book was sold a couple of times, no longer mm-hmm. is run by the phone company. And the company that was running it when I left, I was under the impression that they weren't committed to the phone book anymore. There were other products that they were committed to promoting. They felt that the writing was on the wall for the phone book, and they were just mm-hmm. going to ride it out as long as they could. And you know.
So that led you to your next step in life.
That's correct. So I had to find another way to make a living. I don't have a college degree. I really don't have any particular skills except the ability to talk, and I knew a bit about print advertising sales from my experience in the Yellow Pages. And so I discovered there was a local print shop for sale here in town owned by a really good gentleman by the name of Jay Farquhar. Great guy, big heart. I got to talking with him, and we made that happen. And in July of 2018, I bought Minuteman Press, and that's what I've been doing ever since.
Okay. Well, what is Minuteman Press?
So Minuteman Press is a print shop. And, of course, the printing industry has changed dramatically over the last 20 years. So, you know, 20, 30 years ago, if you wanted to print something printed, you went to a print shop. There was really no other way to get something printed. And then, you know, the home printer came out. And people realized that they could print stuff cheaply, not very high quality, but cheaply at home. And so the demand for printers went away. And I believe back in those days, 90s, late 80s, I understand there was 20 to 30 print shops here in Reading. And
wow.
Now there's about 5 or 6
uh-huh.
Because the demand's just not there. But there is still a need for professional printing because there's certain things you just can't print on a home printer. You can't print business cards, not decent ones, on a home printer because they're too small. So the real trick to printing business cards is not so much the printing, it's the cutting. You're going to print, you know, 8 or 10 business cards on a sheet of paper, and then you're going to cut it. And to get those really precise cuts, you need a very expensive hydraulic cutter. So you can cut, you know, stack.
No, and I've seen, we'd ordered business cards several years ago from some place. I don't remember what it was. But they were, you know, the printing was real good. But the cut was bad.
Yeah.
It was offset. And, I mean, you can see it right away.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, well, why'd you send this over here? I mean, you can tell it's not centered. So there's a special cutter. I mean, you know, if you think about it, there would have to be,
mm-hmm.
but it would have to be something that is so precise and sharp.
Yeah,
to get those cuts.
That cutter is kind of fun. You know, everybody loves to run the cutter. It gives you kind of a sense of power that it's a guillotine cutter,
mm-hmm.
and it's hydraulic. It's got a big electric motor that drives the hydraulic pump, and it'll cut through a phone book in a split second. It's impressive to watch it work.
Yeah.
But it's not just the cutter that needs to be precise. It's the printing itself. So what you get sometimes when you're printing is what we call skew, where the paper is wiggling a little bit or shifting as it goes through the printer, and then the image is not perfectly straight on the paper. And that's an issue to a certain degree with pretty much all printing.
Mm-hmm.
The higher the price of the printer, the better they are.
Right.
But most of today's digital printers, we have to deal with skew a little bit. And so if the skew is too much, then you can't cut it properly because the image isn't straight on the paper. So that's another issue.
So it's all run by computers or that kind of thing? Or do you have to kind of like, I mean, do you have to set it yourself each time?
Yeah, so what we do is we'll print the first sheet of business cards, mm-hmm. and then we'll take a close look at it. We'll put a ruler to it, see what the distance is from the image to the edge of the paper at the top of the sheet and at the bottom of the sheet, and see how much skew it's got. And, you know, if it's got too much skew, then we got to make some adjustments.
So you go back and print another page.
We go back and print another. And then once we get it dialed in to right where we want it, then we, you know, print them all, boom, 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 and then take that stack back and cut it.
Wow. So it's not – how many can you cut at one time?
How many sheets?
Yeah.
That's a good question. It depends on the paper.
Yeah, I imagine
but a,
that.
A stack of paper about 5 inches is about what will fit. So the guillotine blade raises up 5, maybe 6 inches off the cutting surface.
Uh-huh.
And so you, whatever you can fit between that blade and
the table. So you can cut
table.
4 inches of paper then.
Yeah.
That's a lot of paper.
Yeah.
And cut it so precise.
Yep.
Okay. We're here with Stephen Clark, owner of Minuteman Press right here in town. He's explaining some of the ways it works here when you're making just business cards. And you're right, you can print business cards off your printer, but they don't look good. And, you know, they bend real easy.
Yeah.
It's usually the paper. We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst, who owns Crackmaster, has been doing this for several decades, and there's nobody that knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. He's been through every school that you can imagine, and he practices quality workmanship, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. Jeff can fix it. He's not going to take a chance with your family's safety. He's going to fix it, and if he can't fix it, he'll tell you where to go to get it replaced. But these small chips turn into large cracks. Bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis at 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff Wurst a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. It's a veteran-owned business, and Jeff guarantees his work for life. We'll be right back with Minuteman Press.
Recently, Supervisor Modi claimed he helped crack down on illegal cannabis, but it was Modi's actions 6 years ago that dismembered Shasta County's marijuana eradication team. Now, over 7,000 organized grows have invaded Shasta County with devastating effects. Even the Mexican drug cartel finds it easier to grow in Shasta County than in their own country. If you want a safe and secure Shasta County, vote yes, recall Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. 1 out of 5 falls results in serious injuries such as broken bone, head injuries, or death. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age that meet the income criteria and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program was established for the purpose of reducing the number of debilitating falls suffered by older adults and persons with disabilities, thus enabling older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to find out how this no-cost program may help.
Turn your someday into today. The Shasta College spring semester begins January 19th, and now's the time to register for classes. First-time, full-time students. Get your first 2 years tuition free. At Shasta College, we'll teach you the skills, give you the knowledge, and provide the training you need to unlock your potential. Reskill, upskill, or get transfer ready at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/apply.
Hi, this is Dale Ball, candidate for Shasta County District 2 Supervisor. I want you to look at your choices for the recall special election on February 1st, and you will see that I am the most qualified candidate.
Your Shasta County special election ballots are in the mail. If you have any questions, contact Dale Ball directly at 530-351-1557.
I have been involved in this community for my whole life, and I am ready to go to work for you.
Paid for by the committee to elect Dale Ball District 2 Supervisor 2022.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
In the last month, Supervisor Modi used our tax dollars to give substantial raises to county department heads, many of which had received raises just 6 months ago. Modi claims the county is currently low on funds, and yet without batting an eye, he willingly raised salaries to individuals who are already grossly overpaid. Don't allow Modi to continue to waste our money. Vote yes to recall Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Good morning. It is 7:51 in the morning here on the 26th of January, 2022. Temperature up there is 38 degrees. It's clear. It's going to be sunny today with a high near 67. And tonight, mostly clear with a low around 40. And tomorrow, sunny with a high near 69. So, beautiful days out there. And this portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike Hubert, Estate Granite, has been working on homes and can radically change the appearance of your home in the most favorable way in your kitchen, a bathroom, other places in your house. Mike's been doing this for a couple of decades. He works by appointments only because he is very busy. But he will give you a free consultation, sit down with you, see what you like, come up with a plan, and then essentially turn him loose. We just gave him the keys to our house and left for 3 days because we were going on vacation. And we came back to, it was a work of art. And he did a great job. That's Mike Huber at Estate Granite. You can call him at 241-STONE. Or check out EstateGranite.com. Locally owned, local business here, and a veteran-owned business. And we're here with Stephen Clark from Minute Man Press, another locally owned business here. Why you? Why a local, say, than a online or international-type business?
You know, that's a great question. Reading's a community that it is really big on keeping business local, but it would be nice if there was another reason to do business with a local company than just I'm going to keep my business local. And so it's really important to us that the experience of getting print from Minuteman Press is superior to going online. I think one of the things people think of when they want to go online is that, number one, it's easy. I don't have to call anybody. I can just go on my computer and order with a keyboard. But you need interaction. Most printing projects aren't that simple. Most laymen, they may not know exactly what they want. They may have a difficulty getting what they want on a keyboard. And when you're doing business with Minuteman Press, you're talking with me or you're talking with one of my associates, and we're professionals and we know what we're doing, but you get that interaction and you get an answer to your question. How do I do this? Well, we'll take care of it. You do it this way. Another reason people like to go online is the perception that it's cheaper. And I would really encourage people to check the prices of your local printers because we're paying attention. I'm price checking online print companies all day long, and I need to be in that ballpark. And so, I would just say, If you have a printing project you need done, you need wedding invitations. If you need business cards, if you own a business and are interested in a direct mail campaign and you don't know how to even get started at that, just give us a call. We'll take care of the entire thing. We'll design your mailer. We'll get your mailing list put together. We'll print it. We'll sort it. We'll deliver it to the post office. It's a piece of cake.
Because there's a lot of mailers you see going out. So when you say you'll get who to mail it to, is that what you said? Their area or just find the addresses? How do you do that?
Yes. Well, it begins with a consultation with the customer, and we need to define what they need. So basically, what is your audience or who is your audience, mm-hmm. and what is your message? What are you trying to sell? And based on that, we'll put together a mailing list. So we put together mailing lists. There are literally hundreds of different variables in a mailing list. For example, you might want people that own homes. You might want people that are, you know, have a certain income level. You might want people that are married. You might want
and
people.
You've got mailing lists that have all that?
Yeah, I could make a mailing list of people that own Dodge trucks. So
because it's out there because information's out there.
Exactly. So yeah. These mailing lists cost money. There are companies that's what they do.
Sure.
They assemble this data and offer mailing lists, and we have a subscription to a company that handles our pre-sort and our mailing lists,
mm-hmm.
and it's actually really easy to put together a mailing list, and we've been doing it a long time, so we'll help you. Figure out what demographics you need to target.
Yeah, so you're not just shotgunning this thing out to thousands of people and paying the extra money. No, you want a specific group of people. You know, people that own F-150s mm-hmm. over a certain age. You know, and it could be like, we're running specials on fixing F-150s if it's this year. You know, 2011 below.
Exactly, but
would appeal to me if I got something like that. I go, oh, yeah, that's mine. I got an older F-150 that I love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and some people do want to do the shotgun approach and just hit an entire geography, an entire neighborhood, and that's available too.
Okay, and then the mailer, you help them build the mailer too.
Yep, we design it. Uh-huh. So I'll have a talk with them. There's basically seven things you want to make sure are in your mailer. You want to make sure that you talk about your reliability. You want some nice illustrations. You want, if you have any name brands that you're authorized to provide, you want to put their logos. You know, for example, if you're an auto repair shop and you're using, you know, selling Interstate batteries or Michelin tires, you know, it helps to put those logos in your ad so people know what kind of products you offer.
Uh-huh.
You want to have a complete list of your services. You want to have all the ways people can locate you, and you want to list any special features, and a special feature is anything that you do for free that sets you apart from your competition. For example, we got free coffee in our waiting room. That's a special feature. We offer free estimates. That's a special feature. So I'll take a customer, and I'll go through those lists and make sure we put it together.
Wow, so this is a pretty scientifically based thing here, and because, you know, everybody gets mailers.
Yes.
But it's nice to know that in some cases it's coming to me because I'm in a certain social, economic group or living in a certain area.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine the second district was targeted with a lot of stuff this last couple months.
Yes, it was. Yes. You were a little busy.
A little busy, yeah. As we are, as you can tell when you listen to our station, a lot of money went out there for this thing. Wow, Steve. So it's for gaining business like that. Plus, you can do business cards and printing for special events, and you're talking to somebody. You know, say, well, this is my idea. A lot of times if you try to do that online, it's, you know, because you don't have a clear vision of what you want. But you're sitting here as a professional, and you can help people plan.
That
saves them time and money.
Yeah, that's something that we do that doesn't receive a lot of recognition. But what we do before the printing is done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people come to us with just an idea of what they want. And we have a design team. That's they're true professionals. Very lucky to have the quality of individual.
Well, we've run out of time here,
okay.
But you offer so much, and it's local. How do people get a hold of you?
They can call us 530-221-0400 or you can visit our website. It's probably easiest just to Google Minuteman Press of Reading, and we'll pop up first. But our website is just that. It's MinutemanPressOfReading.com.
There you go. Local guys doing great work. Thanks a lot, Steve,
Thanks,
for joining
Paul.
Us.
Have a great day.
You bet. Hey, we come back. We've got the district attorney's office, and we have one of the investigators from the district attorney's office. What do? We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
The Kremlin says it will quickly resort to retaliatory measures if the U.S. and its allies reject its security demands, including that Ukraine be barred from NATO membership. The Biden administration's move, cutting off life-saving monoclonal antibody treatments for coronavirus patients in Florida, has Governor Ron DeSantis promising a challenge.
We're going to fight back against this because this is just wrong. This is not the way, you know, that you help people.
The White House argues the treatments don't work, but DeSantis says there isn't a single shred of clinical evidence to support that claim. Today is the International Day of Commemoration in memory of the victims of the Holocaust.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres observed last night at a virtual service that the rise in anti-Semitism, what he calls the oldest form of hate and prejudice, has seen new reports of physical attacks, verbal abuse, and last week, the hostage-taking of the rabbi and members of Beth Israel congregation in Texas. Guterres welcomes the January 20 adoption by the UN General Assembly of a resolution condemning a denial of the Holocaust, urging all nations and social media companies to take active measures to combat anti-Semitism and Holocaust denial or distortion. I'm Charles Duledesma.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she will run for re-election, the 81-year-old California Democrat seeking a 19th term in office. The Wall Street roller coaster ride goes on. The benchmark sharply higher this morning ahead of the Fed's announcement on interest rates. Right now, the Dow is up 194 points, the NASDAQ 225 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Your pets have the same energy they used to? Do they have problems with itching, scratching, a dull coat, or goopy ears? Then your pets need Dinovite.
Dinovite.com.
For over 20 years, pet owners have trusted Dinovite to supplement their pets' diet.
We started Dinovite and in our first box, we noticed a difference.
Dinovite is an all-natural daily supplement made from whole foods that help support your pet's immune system, digestion, skin, and coat.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Today's commercial pet foods are processed at high temperatures, which bakes out all the essential goodness. These processed foods can lack the essential vitamins, enzymes, and probiotics that contribute to overall good health. Adding a scoop of Dinovite to your pet's food bowl is the answer.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives. I have two cats and two dogs. All four of them are on the Dinovite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Dinovite.com.
Israel continues efforts to normalize relations with several countries following recent successful efforts. Get the latest on the media lines. Police Friedman.
Israel's foremost diplomatic coup of the decade, the Abraham Accords, was not a one-off achievement, according to Foreign Minister Yair Lapid. Lapid appeared to be asking the public for patience and time to prove it in an appearance on Army Radio on Tuesday. He named Saudi Arabia and Indonesia as nations wanting to sign agreements, such as the normalization accord signed by four Arab nations in 2020, but cautioned that it would not happen until there's a peace between Israel and the Palestinians. If that happens, a number of smaller countries are poised to add their names next to those of the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Morocco, and Sudan. I'm Felice Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org. and townhall.com. Football scored big with TV viewers over the weekend, and that meant a big ratings spike.
Sunday's clash between the Buffalo Bills and Kansas City Chiefs had more drama than many Super Bowl matchups, and the ratings reflected that. Nielsen reports the game drew nearly 43 million TV viewers, most for any event since the last Super Bowl. That game capped a big NFL weekend with all four playoff games averaging just over 38 million viewers on TV and digital viewing. That is up 20% over last year's numbers. And Nielsen says it's the best ever for the NFL's divisional round of playoffs. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Human Rights Watch says that one of its senior staff members was targeted last year with powerful spyware designed by the Israeli hacker-for-hire company NSO Group. Once again on Wall Street this hour, the Dow is up 186 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me.
Mike, what day is it, Mike?
Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Yes, it's hump day, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 26th of January, 2022, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Jared's at the helm. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
What national day is it today? I know I threw that at you, but I know you're not ready.
I know it's Peanut Brittle Day.
Oh, Peanut Brittle
Day. Green Juice Day.
Green Juice. That just doesn't even sound good.
No. National Spouses Day.
Oh, okay. I can live with that one. Yeah. What does that mean, though? Do you find a spouse? Do you thank your spouse? Do you honor your spouse?
It celebrates the bond between two people and sets aside time for couples to show each other gratitude.
Whoa. Okay. National Spouses Day. All right. Well, what's the weather look like?
It is currently 35 degrees. Today, it's going to be sunny with a high of 67, a low of 40. On Thursday, a high of 69, a low of 40. On Friday, mostly sunny, a high of 67, a low of 39. Saturday, sunny, high of 68, a low of 41. A slight chance of showers on Sunday with a high around 61 and a low around 38. And on Monday, a high of 60, mostly sunny, with a high of 60 and a low of 36.
You know, as much as, when it was raining every day and everybody gets tired of rain, we are not past the drought yet. And it would be great to get another 2 or 3 weeks of good solid rain like we had before. So, it wasn't downpours, but just a steady light rain. So the snowpacks can fill up. So at the end of this, we can have Shasta Lake filled up again. That'd be great. Hey, weather reports always are brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. All the propane comes out of one big tank down there someplace in Southern California. So the difference is customer service. And Shasta Gas Propane leads by far everybody when it comes to customer service. They're saying that our customers are warm friends is exactly true. A veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. Well, today is the day that we've switched days around so the district attorney's office is here. And the district attorney, Stephanie Bridget, wants the community to get to know different members of her office as the chief of police is doing. I mean, he sends a different division in, and the sheriff, and he sends a different, sent the head of the jail in. So we as a community can learn more about how it works within the internal structure of these agencies. And today our guest is Ian Anderson, who is the deputy chief investigator of the district attorney's office. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, sure. A lot of people don't even know that there's investigators in the district attorney's office. What do you all do there?
Right. When people think of the district attorney's office, they think lawyers, prosecutors. But we have a division in that office, the Bureau of Investigations. And we are a collection of law enforcement professionals who come from a diverse background, right? A lot of us come from different agencies throughout the North State and even the Bay Area, who investigate crimes from the ground up. We do independent investigations, but we also support the prosecution function of the office by looking into crimes committed by defendants during the prosecution, but also seeking additional evidence while a case is going through the court process.
Okay. Now, let's learn a little bit about you, because would you say you're prototypical of what you see in an investigator's office for a DA?
Yes.
Okay, so tell us about Ian.
So I started my career with the Corning Police Department. I spent about 13 and a half years there.
No, we need to go back a little bit further than
okay.
that. Okay. Did you grow up here in this
yeah.
area?
Yeah, so I was raised predominantly in Redding. My family lived in San Diego in my early childhood years, yeah. and then we moved up to Redding, and I was predominantly raised here. My family still lives in Redding. I went to school here.
Which school did you go to?
Went to Central Valley High School.
Okay.
Yeah, and so I grew up playing roller hockey over at the Big League Dreams and Shasta Roller Hockey League. And
you still play there?
I don't. I'm okay. hoping to coach a team, though my son's right at the age where he's ready
okay.
to start playing himself.
Okay.
So,
because I have friends that still play over there. They're adults.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Okay, so then what got you into law enforcement?
Well, quite honestly, it was kind of a whim. I was out of high school. I started getting into the real estate market. I actually got my real estate appraiser's license, and I was practicing here in Shasta and Tehama County. Right around that 2007 time when I could see a lull in the market, I just kind of decided that that wasn't for me and began looking elsewhere. And the idea of law enforcement came up. I went on a couple ride-alongs with the Anderson Police Department and really had a great time with them, and it just turned me on to the idea. I put myself into the academy, and that's where it all began.
And then you got hired on at Corning.
Right. Yeah, they picked me up about halfway through the academy, sponsoring me through the second half, mm-hmm. and took me in, and that's where it all started for me.
Okay, and so you're at the Corning Police Department, and then what happened?
So just being young, I kind of hit the ground running with whatever assignment I could get a hold of. I became a field training officer. I participated in several different regional teams. I eventually ended up out at the TIDE Task Force, which is the Tehama Interagency Drug Enforcement Task Force, mm-hmm. As a narcotic investigator, and then spent the last 4 years of my career there as a sergeant on patrol.
Okay. And then did this job open up then, or how'd you get up here?
It did. Yeah, I started, you know, as you go through a law enforcement career, I think what you're passionate about evolves as you, you know, grow with your job. And I started really getting more enjoyment out of the investigations that we were doing, the more lengthy investigations of more serious crimes being committed. And so I started looking into seeking a different job that I could focus more on that.
Mm-hmm.
And this job came up. I put in and was just very fortunate that they took me on here at the DA's office.
And how long ago was that?
So that was – I started in March of 2021, so I'm still very new to the office.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you've got less than a year here.
Correct.
Okay. All right. We're with Ian Anderson, who's a deputy chief investigator right here for the district attorney's office. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk what the investigation, you know, he gave a brief synopsis of what the investigators do. We want to get deeper into this because it's not only the police that investigate crime, but also the DA also has her own investigators that she turns on to these things. But we're going to learn more about that when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by another local business, Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. It's been around here for about, three decades. They just finished their big anniversary sale back in December, and it's the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. If you've got a watch that needs a battery or needs repairing, you can have it done right there. They've got a super selection of jewelry, everything from estate jewelry to specially designed pieces. All of this at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Vote yes to recall Leonard Modi. My name is Woody Clendenin, and I'm a small business owner in Shasta County. I, like you, have watched as Modi has gone along with Governor Newsom's draconian mandates on our businesses and schools. He is supported by known socialists and BLM activists, and he doesn't make decisions with the interests of the people in mind. And it's time we elect someone who does. Vote yes to recall Leonard the Rhino Modi. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come. 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, my name is Martin Reed, and I'm one of the teachers here in Shasta County who started the school walkout in protest of mandates. I'm sick of government overreach. Tim Garman, the president of Happy Valley School Board, voted to not enforce the mandates in his school district. Now, he is running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 2, and Tim will end the mandates in Shasta County as well. Vote yes to recall Leonard Modi, and vote for Tim Garman. No more mandates. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCN, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It's 8:18 in the morning, 26th of January, 2022, 37 degrees out there. And this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Our insurance. We have insurance with Judy Maxwell. Why? Because she treats us like a old friend. And that's the way she treats her customers. She wants the best for her customers, whether it's an insurance need or not. Take a look at our financials and see, is it are we on the right track there? If you have a retirement plan or a 401k, and maybe it's time to get a second opinion on that, give Judy a call at 221-0441 for a free review and evaluation. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We're here from with Ian Anderson, who is the Deputy Chief Investigator of the Shasta County District Attorney's Office. And we were talking during the break, and it was it's interesting. When you take on, the DA takes on a case, They've been handed a case. You start kind of like from scratch. You're there for one reason. And I think you said it's to find out the truth.
Right. It's to seek the truth.
Seek the truth.
Right.
And which means that you probably don't want to go in there with some kind of preconceived notion then.
It's very true. Our office has a mission statement, and that is to seek the truth through fair, honest, and ethical prosecution, and to do justice by protecting and educating the community. And I like to say that, we have a very clear conscience knowing that we follow that mission statement and really only pursue cases that we feel 100% confident in.
Now, does that mean is after you've gotten into your investigation that you'll tell the district attorney that we have doubts here?
Certainly. The Bureau of Investigation is employed to seek additional evidence in many different instances on cases that have already been filed and are in the court process. And so as the case is going on, we may be employed through a further investigation request from one of our attorneys to seek additional evidence by interviewing witnesses, looking for additional evidence such as video surveillance or anything else that might be out there. And there have certainly been instances that we have gotten out and found additional information, brought that to the attorney's attention, raising doubt to the case, and subsequently the case has been dropped.
Now, the police hand you a case that they've investigated,
mm-hmm.
and they say, we think you should prosecute this case.
Correct.
I mean, I've probably made that more simple than it is. Somebody's arrested. They investigate the case. They then say, okay, this person needs to be prosecuted for this. They hand the case over to the DA. The DA then hands it to you. At that time?
Not necessarily. So not every case that comes into the district attorney's office comes mm-hmm. to the Bureau of Investigations. The cases go to the attorneys, right, to
right.
be evaluated to see if there's sufficient evidence to hold a person accountable. And if they are, they're taken to the court process. There are some cases where the attorney then sends us a request for further investigation. So we don't filter every case in the Bureau of Investigations. We're a resource, essentially a law enforcement branch within the office that can be sent a request from one of our attorneys to do further investigation. And so we're only looking into those cases that are specifically sent to us.
Okay. So that means that there's something in the case that when the deputy DA looks at it, that there's a question, maybe, or there's they say, well, I think we need to flesh this out some more. I mean, how does that work?
Yeah, not necessarily a question. So when a case is when a police department, a first responding agency, makes an arrest, it's based off probable cause, and the attorney's office has to prove something beyond reasonable doubt, and so their threshold for prosecution may be a little bit higher standard than every case that comes over meets. And so in some instances, a case reaches our office and the attorney, knowing that there's going to be question about a potential loose end or they feel like there could be certain things buttoned up, then they might send that over to us, not because they doubt that the individual is guilty and that's why they're pursuing the case, but because they feel as if we can do more to strengthen that case by providing additional evidence or making sure that we tie off every loose end.
Okay. So then you get the case. Then you have to study the case. You talk to the police about their investigation. And do you ever find something that's just like, whoa, this never came up?
Yeah. So in some instances, I feel like our local law enforcement does a very good job. We see very thorough investigations on most occasions, but we have just more of an ability. Sometimes things come up at a later time that wasn't present when that initial case came through. You have graveyard officers going and dealing with the situation on the scene, right?
Right.
And then down the road, people come forward, potentially new information comes up. Somebody might come and say that what I said originally wasn't 100% accurate, and I want to provide a new statement. And so there's instances where the police department did a thorough job. However, more information can be gathered at a later time, and we can go out there and really make sure that we button the case up by doing those interviews and seeking any additional potential evidence.
Do you have different avenues than local law enforcement?
No, not necessarily. We start every investigation, I would say, that those that are already filed investigations, we start just by reviewing those cases that have been filed.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll read the police reports and potentially follow up with those agencies. And then we have essentially the same resources to seek out additional evidence. And like I said before, we come from a diverse background, all of our investigators from different agencies. And so we lean on each other with different tactics and skill sets and do everything we can to further those investigations as much as we can.
Mm-hmm. What happens when there's this disagreement? I mean, there's bound to be.
Certainly,
The police department or the sheriff's office or the Anderson Police Department, somewhere in the county, comes in and says, okay, this is a bad guy. We want to prosecute him. And then the DA looks at it and goes, well, I'm not sure about this, and hands it to you. They're sure that they've got a case.
Mm-hmm.
And now you look at it and you go, well, no. Does that happen?
Well, that's not really our job in the Bureau of Investigations.
Okay.
You know, we're there to seek the truth, to seek all possible evidence and present that to the district attorney to make the decision whether or not a case will be prosecuted. And so ultimately, you know, if a local law enforcement agency submits a case and we do further investigation on it, we just send that package over to the attorneys for them to evaluate that that complete package that we've put forward. With everything that we can possibly find on it, so they can make an educated decision on the case.
I know Stephanie Bridget and has said that she'll never go to court unless she's totally convinced that that person is guilty. And if there's any type of questioning, she won't do that.
Right.
So that's that comes into your bailiwick. That you go back to them with this is a solid case, or mm-hmm. this case should be looked at.
Right,
a little bit closer.
So yeah, there's certainly those instances where we've gone out and have encountered additional witnesses, or we have done follow up with victims and essentially raised doubt to a case, and we've had meetings with our attorneys over those cases, and ultimately we want to maintain that threshold. You know, like I said, our mission statement is, you know, to seek the truth through fair, honest, and ethical prosecution. And if there's ever any doubt that there's any doubt in that case, then the case would be dropped.
Okay. All right. We're with Ian Anderson, who's the Deputy Chief Investigator of the Shasta County District Attorney. And as somebody pointed out here in our chat room, they didn't even know that there was investigators there.
Mm-hmm.
And what, you know, how you play into the cases in the bigger case, well, all cases that come up. You get it if there is the District Attorney or the Deputy District Attorney's got a case on their desk. And they think that there could be some loose ends,
mm-hmm.
or they need more information. They hand it over to you. You start fresh with a kind of a fresh set of eyes on it and look at it and go back. And you may also interview witnesses and look at all the tapes and all those things. And then you give them your best estimate back to the district attorney. Then they have to decide whether they want to move forward.
Certainly, and we do so much more than that, really. You know, we do that further investigation, you know, conducting interviews, evidence collection, we author search warrants, but we also provide expert testimony in certain fields, such as domestic violence and strangulation. We serve subpoenas. Sometimes cases have last-minute subpoena service. We need to get somebody to court. We support that court process by even sometimes providing transportation for witnesses who can't get to court. And we've driven through the snow all the way up to the furthest corners of the county to help someone, a victim or a witness, get to court so they can testify. Like I said before, we investigate crimes that are committed during the court process. And so very commonly during domestic violence cases, a defendant with that, you know, power and control tries to intimidate their mm-hmm. victim by dissuading them from coming to court, or violates a court order preventing communication. And we also investigate those. And in addition, we also do independent investigations on crimes that are not typically investigated by local law enforcement, such as, let's see here, auto insurance fraud, workers' compensation fraud, consumer fraud, and environmental crimes as well.
Okay, all these come under there. If the grand jury comes up with something, do you all investigate that?
Potentially. So at the direction of the district attorney, mm-hmm. we do independent investigations. And so we're not a first responder agency. However, there's certain investigations that we're handed in unique situations, and we start those from the ground up.
Okay. All right. We're with Ian Anderson, who is the deputy chief investigator of the district attorney. We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Hey, if you're looking for a lawyer because you've had a work injury and it's not being attended to because of denials or for any reason, give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. And he's the one that answers the phone there. Patrick believes that when he talks to you, if the system's working, let the system work. You don't need a lawyer. If the system's not working, however, give Patrick a call. Former 101st Airborne Assault Soldier, a former law enforcement, got into the attorneys, got into the law on that side. And you need someone that's going to fight for you, and that's Patrick Gorman. 530-262-2168 today. He's also taking COVID cases where people have had an adverse reaction. Also extended COVID symptoms or sickness and have an impact on your life and your work. Patrick Gorman. We'll be right back.
Swallowed my pride for you, lived a life for you, but you still make me feel like a thief.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There is no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Each year, millions of older adults suffers injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in serious injuries such as broken bone, head injuries, or death. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age that meet the income criteria and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program was established for the purpose of reducing the number of debilitating falls suffered by older adults and persons with disabilities, thus enabling older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to find out how this no-cost program may help.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're here from 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday, talking with, we're in probably into the 5,000s for the number of guests we've had here. Not all unique. Some come on very many times, but so many unique guests like we have this morning. District Attorney's Deputy Chief Investigator, Ian Anderson.
Hello, everyone.
And, Ian, one of the things you all investigate is welfare fraud. Is that a big problem here in Shasta County?
Yes, and I don't know that it's a bigger problem in Shasta County than it is elsewhere.
But it is a problem here.
But it certainly is a problem, you know, and shame on me for not mentioning, you know, that we do welfare-related investigations, because we have some very hardworking investigators who do those types of
investigations. How many investigators are there in your office?
So we have our office, the Bureau of Investigations, has a, if we were fully staffed, is a total of 24.
Wow.
Yeah, and so we're actually a pretty good-sized office. We have 3 supervisor positions. We have 10 full-time investigator positions that have a variety of assignments from general crime to, mm-hmm. like I said, the health and human services related, and those other assignments such as consumer fraud, environmental crimes, workers' compensation, auto insurance, child abduction, so a variety of assignments. And then we also have 6 investigative techs. And so these investigative techs are non-sworn, but they play an integral part in what we do.
These are the guys that you see. This is NCIS. This is, they come in and they do all fingerprinting and the photos and all that kind of stuff, right?
So I would love to paint that picture, right? They're incredible people, but we're not, because we're not that first responding agency, they do less DNA and evidence collection. They do some of that in a search warrant scenario, or there are certainly cases that they do that. But they more so either assist with the back end of providing data or doing research for our investigators or putting together cases that, you know, paper cases and so on. And so they help that support function to make our investigators
they're the
more
ones that
proficient.
Grind. They're the ones that are
correct.
Grinders.
They're hard there. Workers behind the scene that don't get that hero credit, but they're certainly –
I want to know if I'm one of those. Can I carry a gun?
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Now, I find this fascinating because of, let's talk about welfare fraud.
Okay.
This is something, you know, as you know, the state of California managed to send out billions of dollars the people in prison during the CARES when they were getting people money for not working during the first of the COVID crisis. In fact, it was so bad that our EDD of the state had to shut down for, a month while they tried to get their arms around how bad it was. So when we say welfare fraud, can you give us some examples of what that is?
Sure. So we have a few different positions in the office for investigators, one of which is an early fraud investigator, and I'll touch more on that. I'll just go through the positions first. So we have an early fraud investigator, an ongoing fraud investigator, an in-home healthcare services investigator, and somebody that basically the person that does in-home healthcare services, they also work on EBT trafficking. Mm-hmm. And so basically most of our welfare investigations start with our early fraud investigators who, when Health and Human Services kind of gets some red flags about some potential fraudulent information being provided to get services, for instance, reporting individuals in the home that might not be in the home where they're trying to get benefits for those people, they can send over a request to our early fraud investigations, and we will go out and essentially investigate to determine if what they're reporting is accurate and report that back to Health and Human Services. And really the purpose of this is to prevent fraud. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to catch things before they become criminal, right?
Is there a number, a monetary number associated with welfare fraud in Shasta County?
I don't know the specific number. I mean, nationwide, it's in the billions.
Yeah, I mean, are we talking like, well, that's not a fair question because you don't know the answer.
Right.
But I would think that if we're like everybody else in the United States, there is welfare fraud. And I imagine it could be in the hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not more.
Yeah, right. It's a very big number. It's quite shocking. I wish I had those numbers, but I don't. But it's certainly a large number.
Ian, when you go back today, here's your homework. See if you can find out what that number would be for Shasta County so I can talk about it a little bit tomorrow. Because, see, these are things that cost us money, cost taxpayers money, that you all are investigating, welfare fraud. And, when you go into the environmental investigations, what are some of the examples of that?
So illegal dumping is a big one, right? Somebody is dumping trash or toxic chemicals inappropriately, right, on someone else's property, on public land, and that's certainly illegal. And
they're using our roads as a dump site.
Right, right.
Okay.
So we have a investigative tech that looks into that, and also our investigators assist with those investigations to hold people accountable for that illegal dumping and really to help protect the environment and minimize that impact.
Well, okay. Here's not a fair question, but here I come. All the homeless that are alongside the river, and some of these camps actually have trenches dug into the river. Does that fall under you all? Would that fall under, fishing game or somebody else, a state?
Yeah, so we don't get involved in the homeless encampments as much as our local agencies do. You know, a lot of the encampments are within the jurisdictions of the sheriff's office or the city of Anderson or the city of Redding, and they deal predominantly with that issue. We are more focused on the illegal dumping that kind of goes unnoticed, right? Like you say, the back road, the out in the forest, you come across just a big pile of debris, or where somebody's dumping garbage onto their neighbor's property. There's a lot of large acreage properties, right. And somebody might realize that their vacant parcel has a big pile of debris that's been dumped on it by one of the neighboring properties. And in those cases, we'll try to assist with that.
Okay. I know that Lucky Jezrani handles
the consumer fraud.
Consumer fraud.
Correct.
And he's been involved in a number of cases. You all must get involved in that, too.
Yes. And so we do work consumer fraud, and he is one of our very good attorneys, and we assist him whenever we can, certainly.
Now, in many cases, it's something that's a national level fraud, consumer fraud project. People are being charged too much. I mean, these are large companies that are usually well thought of.
Right.
I got a check from a because of a nationwide lawsuit, and I'm not going to mention the name of the company because it's really a great company, but somehow I ended up getting a check for like $400 from them, so I don't know if I was overcharged or something like this. But this is the kind of thing that you all also investigate, and you all have, I mean, gotten pieces of, you know, some pretty good money out of this.
Yeah, this is true. It's you know, it's so important to hold.
I should say we have gotten, we as the county have gotten, you know,
right,
literally millions of dollars from
the project. Yeah, it's so important to hold these big companies and corporations accountable, right? We as citizens in this community, families, we live here, and there's a sense of trust, right, when you're out shopping and purchasing goods, you know, medication or and food, and you have an expectation that that is going to be that it's going to be healthy for you, that it's going to be properly represented, that it's not going to be expired. And so Lucky and our Bureau of Investigations works on consumer fraud investigations to hold those companies accountable that potentially are going unnoticed.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm here with Ian Anderson, who is a deputy chief investigator for the district attorney. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, and they have a Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program going on. It's funded by the California Department of Aging. It's a no-cost program, and it's, the whole mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you meet the criteria, you give them a call at 842-1687. And they're going to come out to your house. They're going to do an inspection. They're going to then install things to help you make your life easier and safer. You know, grab rails, maybe a toilet seat that's up higher that helps prevent somebody with a physical infirmity or somebody that's just older, prevent them from falling so they can stay in their homes much longer. That's PSA 2, Area Agency on Aging. 8:46 in the morning, 37 degrees. We'll be right back.
Last month, the Shasta County Board of Supervisors had the opportunity to not renew the contract for the Dominion voting machines. This was a lease agreement valued at over $2 million. Supervisor Modi voted to renew the lease agreement and continue using Dominion machines. Now we find out that a representative from Dominion Voting, Inc. has donated money directly to Modi's campaign account. Shasta County, you deserve better. Vote yes, recall Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in serious injuries such as broken bone, head injuries, or death. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age that meet the income criteria, and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program was established for the purpose of reducing the number of debilitating falls suffered by older adults and persons with disabilities, thus enabling older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to find out how this no-cost program may help.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best-tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, I'm Krista Reed, a teacher and mama bear. I've watched as Shasta County's Board of Supervisors put our children and youth last. This recall is a chance to put our kids first. Vote yes to recall Modi. Vote for Tim Garman, a papa bear who took a stand for Happy Valley's children. We need someone who will put our kids first. That person is Tim Garman. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Okay, Jared, you got me. Who is that?
Talking Heads.
Talking Heads.
Once in a lifetime.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, so that's once in a lifetime I'll hear that then. Is that right?
I guess so.
Okay, 8:50 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, right across from Lucky Miller's. A new shop down there, but they've been around for about 3 decades. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. The only place I've had my hair cut since moving to Reading, and they are just outstanding. They work by appointments only, Tim and Logan. Give them a call at 244-9478. It's man's last stronghold. You won't be sorry going down there and getting a haircut. I just want to tell you, it's not a styling salon. It's a barbershop. We're here with Ian Anderson, who is a deputy chief investigator for the district attorney in the county of Shasta. We've been talking about what the investigation division does. It's a pretty large division. And what they do is when a case comes in and one of the district attorneys or the deputy district attorneys wants more information, they'll hand it over to the investigator. There may be a loose end, there may be a question for them to answer, but you also do investigations on consumer fraud, stuff from HHS, Health and Human Services, environment, all these things. So it's much more than just a three or four guys in there working on cases that have already been brought to the DA.
Right, that's correct.
We were talking about consumer fraud. Now, you're looking for, as everybody is, you're looking for people to come join you all.
Yeah, very true. Very true. One of the big hurdles we've had in the office recently has just been recruiting good qualified candidates. So we're down several investigators right now, and we're actively hiring.
Now, what's the difference between an investigator for for your agency, the district attorney, and then say an investigator for the Reading Police?
Mm-hmm. So the Reading Police Department has wonderful investigators who are employed to investigate on that first responder basis, right? And so they have a shooting or a homicide or some significant crime that is beyond what they want their patrol to investigate. The patrol has limited time to devote to cases.
Right.
And so those serious cases can be bumped over to investigations where an investigator is assigned to look into that serious offense. They then put a package together and send it over to the DA's office for prosecution, and we then very often work on the back end of those cases. The cases that we start as independent investigations are often unique in nature that are assigned by the DA, or they are types of investigations not commonly investigated, such as those topics you mentioned, you know, the auto insurance fraud or workers' compensation, consumer fraud. And so those are kind of paper-heavy cases that we train people to be experts in those fields and can devote the time to really get into those.
Is yours more of a, and I hate to put it this way, but a 9-to-5 type job?
It certainly is.
Yeah. As opposed to getting a phone call at midnight on Sunday saying, hey, you got to come to this house, there's bodies laying everywhere.
It is. However, So, yeah, it is.
I don't mean to make that sound. You know what I mean.
Right. I totally understand what you're saying.
You've got these cases. You work them during these hours.
Yeah. And so when I worked at the police department as a, you know, like I call it a first responder, 12-hour shifts, graveyard, swing shift, all these really difficult mm-hmm. shifts. And our work schedule is much more conducive for family life. It's more your normal schedule. However, we are very motivated to be helpful and to be available to our other local law enforcement agencies. And so we try to put ourselves out there for to offer assistance, right? People mm-hmm. are in need of bodies everywhere, right? Hiring has been difficult in law enforcement. And so we have a lot of experienced investigators that can assist with major investigations, major incidents, homicide investigations. We're part of the response to officer-involved critical incidents in Shasta County. And so if there's an incident of an officer-involved shooting day or night, we would be called out to assist with that investigation.
Okay, because if it's a Reading policeman, they'll give it to the sheriff's office. But then you all get involved in this thing, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a multi-agency approach, you know, to keep that neutrality.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So it's kind of like being part of the Fleet Marine Force where you deploy all the time, or the base where you've got regular hours, or, you know, as much as regular hours as you can have.
Certainly. Yeah, regular hours with special circumstances that,
sure.
that get us out there.
Okay. And you're looking for people, of course, that are already sworn police.
Right. Because of the complexity of a lot of our investigations, we try to keep a threshold of around 5 years experience, some of that being investigations experience, right? Mm-hmm. So the people that we bring on are not fresh out of the academy. We're not training new officers how to become an officer. We're trying to get those people that have been out there, they have experience, and it's a plug-and-play type thing. We can give them an assignment to perhaps is brand new to them, but they already know how to investigate.
They know how to investigate.
They know how to be safe. Yeah. They know how to basically take care of themselves as an officer, mm-hmm. and then we give them a specialty to focus on.
Okay. Of course, so many TV shows, and I hate to bring in TV shows.
Sure.
But, you know, you got your Sherlock Holmes. Do you ever have people approaching you saying, hey, look, I've been studying this case mm-hmm. for years, and this is what I believe. Do you ever get any of those? You know, it could be a cold case or something like
that. Right, certainly. You know, there's strong opinions everywhere, right, on every side of every topic. And, you know, I think perspective comes down to where you're standing, right? I mean, everybody has different perspective. And we try our hardest as investigators. We really try to just look at the facts. We look at the evidence and just see where that takes us. And ultimately, we don't make the decision. We're not the deciding factor. We gather as much evidence as possible until we feel as though there's nothing more that can be done on the case, and we present that package for the attorneys to evaluate.
Okay. All right. This has been really fascinating to hear this portion of the district attorney's office and who she has helping her there, how these cases work, the different types of cases that you all work on. Most people don't know about mm-hmm. like that. The Papini case, you've heard of that, right?
I have, yes.
And that's a cold case. Is that something anybody, she was kidnapped and gone and then back and all this. Does that ever looked at again? Do you ever have an investigator take a look at that? Or is that something that that's a sheriff's office thing?
Yeah, so that would be a question for the sheriff's office. It was before my time also. You know, I've been with this office since March of 2021. And so I don't have any intimate knowledge of that case.
Okay. Just wondering. Okay. Now, if people have questions, how do they reach you?
Well, they can reach us at the district attorney's office. We have standard hours. So they reach out to us anytime. We're always available. You can reach us online as well. The district attorney's office has a webpage. And we also put out some stuff on social media, on Facebook and Instagram as well.
The investigator's office or the DA's office?
The DA's office.
DA's office, okay.
Correct.
So you've obviously like what you're doing here.
And, oh, certainly.
And you certainly do. So you would recommend this to other officers that may be in the, you know, they're all in law enforcement, but maybe want something a little bit different.
Right. I would definitely recommend it. Like I said, you know, I've had a variety of different assignments, and I think as you go through your career, your focus changes. People, law enforcement officers who are driven, who are motivated to still continue their career, but are looking for a steady investigations position. This is a great assignment. I would highly recommend it to anyone that is remotely interested. Come check us out.
Okay. Ian Anderson, the Deputy Chief Investigator for the County of Shasta, for the District Attorney. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
I want to remind everybody that Ted Leidy and my new show is going to premiere tomorrow night at 6 p.m. What's the name of it? Well, we'll tell you tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Do our start off with a lot of snappy patter and then go to our cigar of the month. And a lot of great discussion tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Everybody have a great day. Remember.